Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Okay, so you just did the message of the month, and I think I'm going to call it Leave All to Know Christ. Leaving All to Know Christ, or the single eye. Basically, that's what you were talking about, the single eye. But it's in direct connection with the podcast we did, the series of podcasts we did last week.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to talk about that because I've been seeing some things as well, and I talked to you about them. And I kind of want to kind of just bring this out. So I went to Houston, and I was talking to somebody about this. When I went to Houston, I wasn't looking for any one person to meet my need. I went to that scenario the entire week. I went looking for Christ. And then what happened was, is Christ was able to use these guys to come through and touch me in a way that I really haven't been touched in maybe forever. I mean, it was pretty incredible. I mean, obviously you and I have done that, but my connection with guys, that was probably the most intense connection, attunement I'd had with men. And it blew me away. I was like, this is beyond anything this is what I've always wanted and never had. And I didn't come in looking to get. I came at looking for him. Where are you in this? Where do you want to be? And then I literally unshackled him to be able to be towards me and through me. When we come into any scenario and we're looking to get, we're looking to, when it's about us, when our focus is on ourself, what we lack, what we need, we tie Christ's hands so that he's unable to give us what he wants to give us.
Actually,
but, come on.
Sorry.
No.
Closed to him.
We're closed to him. Exactly. We bind his hands because we're focused on self. And this goes directly with what you just said in the message of the month. My focus when I went there, my focus was not them, but him. Not that I wasn't involved with them. Not that I wasn't aware of them. Not that I wasn't attuned to them. But my focus was him, and then I released him to be and be able to come in. And
if that's what happened.
Absolutely. And so now I'm doing this again, this coming up week. I've got two guys that are coming to spend time with me. We're going to go hiking and stuff like that Wednesday through Sunday. And that's my focus. And I told someone, I was saying, that's what I want. I want to focus on him, untie his hands, and give him the ability to do whatever he wants to do.
Open door.
I want to be an open door.
That's amazing.
And I think that that's only happens when our focus is him. It's when our eyes, there again, what you were talking about, our eye being single. My eye isn't focused on them. My eye is focused on him. And then he's able to do whatever he wants to do. It's not like I'm holding his arm behind his back and saying, you have to be something for me. You have to fill me or fulfill my needs or my wants or my desire. He wants to do for me greatly. He wants to touch me. He wants to move through me and for me. It's his desire. He's my dad. He wants to do that. But as long as I'm focused on self, then I'm preventing him from doing that. And so last week we were talking about the fact that our roles and our concepts of ourself and our focus is on self. What we have to be, who we have to be, what we've been labeled, what we're, our roles of what we're supposed to do. As long as we're doing that, we're preventing the glory of God from coming because we're focused on ourselves, not Him. And so this whole thing is exploding for me. I'm just seeing it so clearly that His desire is truly for us to throw down all those things that hinder us, which is self-focus, self-awareness, self-hatred, self-condemnation.
Fear.
And throw them down so that He can rise up. We have to cast those into the...
us.
Yeah. Through us. Mm-hmm. From out of us. He can rise. So I'm casting...
Did they see you and define you to your... Did they understand you?
Yeah.
They recognized Jesus in you, and they told you.
Jesus was just there. Okay, so you remember when we went to New York with the grand girls, and we were at that restaurant, mm-hmm. and you and I looked at you and I said, He is so here. He was there, present.
At the table.
At the table with us. We weren't even talking about Christian stuff, but it was so evident that He was there. And you know, I know my focus was Him. I know your focus was Him. I don't know where everybody else's focus was, but He was there. He was present. And that's what it was. He was present. It's not even like it had to be, you know, Hosanna music going on and scripture reading. He's just present. He wants to be there. He is God with us, and He wants to be with us in everything. It's not just our
little toys.
Exactly. He was in the American Girl store, and I was like, "Oh, to my chagrin,
wasn't.
I was saying, Jesus, do I have to be here? Can you not just be here and let me go somewhere else?" But no, it was okay, and I was there to facilitate the.
He was at.
Little girl,
the little girl
store, American Girl doll, parade.
And to learn to know He's present in that form is we'll have that ability if we look away from all that would distract.
Right, right. So last week we were talking about things, and you actually said, you know, because I went through the podcast and made them. And you were actually saying, let's stand up and let's throw them down. We never actually did that. You said that, and we went on and on, and we were describing what it is, and maybe we need to do that. I know as a body, I want to be the empty jar. I want to be so that He can fill it with water and change it mm-hmm. to wine. I want that.
Or the light that you have taken into your body, so your body is ignited with light.
And that I am illumined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that in the end times, we have to be illumined. I think that you were talking about the your meeting in Syracuse. I think it was Our God Reigns, I think is the name of that message.
I'm reading a book about all this that God has given and wants to give us. When I get better acquainted, we'll keep going with this because this is the end. We have got to be in possession of the end time supply, whatever that is, for others, for us.
Okay, so the message was called The Heaven's Rule, and it was the believer's position in the heavenly places, and the picture is literally of a woman glowing. It's a, you know, and so...
That needs to be a booklet, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing! Absolutely, The Heaven's Rule is it, you know, the death, the path to living in glory, becoming a star in the firmament, ascension by descent, and then Fellowship in the Light. It's a beautiful, the whole series is amazingly beautiful. But you did talk about the fact that we would glow. And I'm wondering if this is not, is this wasn't an end time prophecy of who we have to be. If there is such great darkness on the earth, we have to be light.
And it's strange to me. It's interesting where he's going to send us. It's going to be interesting where he's going to send you. And how God, what God has for you there. We need to all pray for this man. One day Julia said to me some year ago, she said, "Do you know who he is, Gene?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "He's with that big Atlanta winter builder. He's big." He, not meaning your size. She said, "You don't know how huge this that is. That is just," she was real impressed, and she wanted me to understand who you were. So, anyway, and my point in that sidetrack is allowed me to be sick and to be found at this clinic. And boom, there is Jesus having a revival. And I can say healing. There's been a major healing. And,
but it was because of focus. You went in not focused on healing. You went in not focused on connection. You didn't go in focused in any of that. You went focused on Christ, and Christ was able to do what Christ wanted to do. And that's why I was telling you about the guys, because I did went in there looking at him, focused on him, and then he was able to do what he wanted to do. In the same way, you went in there to that Genesis Center, and you were focused on him. And then he was able to shine, and everybody was able to witness him because of your focus.
I was out of it.
And
I've got to be out of it.
That's right. And so the problem we were talking about in the last podcast series is that when we focus on ourself, when we get our eyes on ourself, we're not focused on him. And when we're not focused on him, we're unable to reflect.
Yeah, reflect, exactly.
Well, I was just going to say that when Martha spoke to me about this subject, it's how I've seen that she lives all these years. She lives gazing. She lives looking at the Lord. She doesn't focus on us. She loves every one of us. But she sees us through his vision of us. She doesn't see our... She sees our sinfulness, and when it's necessary, she addresses it, or when it's his time to deal with something. But she looks at us through his vision of us. And I've really been on that recently because I want to live that way. I don't want to see people for who they are. I want to see who God sees them to be. And that, to me, is how Martha's always lived.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.